With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher says he's done. He's not going to run for a fifth term in Congress. His announcement today comes just days after he refused to vote with fellow House Republicans to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. The GOP initiative to oust Mayorkas as punishment over the Biden administration's U.S.-Mexico border policy fell just one vote short, in the House on Tuesday. Gallagher was one of four GOP holdouts, sparking talk in Wisconsin he could face a primary opponent. Also at SRNnews.com, senators are working through the weekend on a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies.
The vote was 64-19, with 14 Republicans joining Democrats to move the foreign aid package forward. GOP senators more closely aligned with Donald Trump, the party's presidential frontrunner, aren't putting a priority on stopping Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And even if the aid gets through the Senate with possible Sunday voting, the package still faces an uncertain future in the House.
Ben Thomas reporting. Meanwhile, Israel's military response in Gaza not sitting well with President Biden.
Since the October 7th Hamas attack against Israel, the president has supported the Jewish state's right to retaliate. Here at home, he's requested additional U.S. aid for Israel. But the White House also has decried the number of civilian casualties in Gaza as Israeli forces target Hamas. And this week, Mr. Biden went a step further, calling that response in Gaza over the top. The president is facing a political backlash from Arab Americans who are demanding that he support a permanent ceasefire. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Series of winter storms that wreaked havoc in Southern California earlier this week and left 3 feet of snow in northern Arizona is continuing to move east into New Mexico. This is SRN News. A Vietnam pastor hauled off to jail.
Ne Blang has been sentenced to 4.5 years behind bars for holding a worship service in his home. Radio Free Asia reports he was tried without a lawyer and was officially charged with, quote, inciting actions against the state's interests. The communist government of Vietnam remains hostile to Christianity, especially as practiced by the minority Montagnard people. Religious freedom groups warn that persecution in Vietnam has been increasing lately. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For nearly 8 months, LGBT protesters gathered outside the Drip Cafe in Denver, Colorado, to decry the business's biblical stance on human sexuality. Owner Jamie Sanchez says the demonstrators, coupled with incidents of vandalism, are hurting the bottom line. Sanchez opened the cafe last summer in an effort to raise money for the nonprofit Recycle God's Love Ministry, which support Denver's homeless population. SRN News. Another fight among adults at a high school basketball game.
But this involved the wife and daughter of John Gotti Jr., the namesake son of New York mob boss John Gotti. 55-year-old Kimberly Gotti and her 25-year-old daughter Gianna, they're accused of assaulting a woman after the lady had asked them to stop cursing at players. The woman says the pair punched her, pulled off her hat and wig, and additional people joined in the fracas. Jason Walker reporting.
Elon Musk's brain implant company, Neuralink, moved its legal corporate home from Delaware to Nevada after a Delaware judge struck down a $55 billion pay package as CEO of Tesla. The Delaware judge ruled 2 weeks ago Tesla's board was too cozy with Musk and the size of the package was, in their words, unfair. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.